Ukrainians vote in a runoff presidential election tomorrow. Unlike most elections in post-Soviet republics, the outcome is uncertain. International observers said the first round last month was marred by irregularities. Opposition leaders charged that government vote rigging actually denied their candidate an outright victory in that first round. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev that young people are playing a big role in the Ukrainian opposition movement.
Ukrainian student activists are standing around chain-smoking or tapping away at computer keyboards in this cramped, dimly lit basement. This group calls itself Pará, It's Time. They're referring to the scandal-ridden leadership of President Leonid Kuchma and his hand-picked successor, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. It's time for them to go. 24-year-old graduate student Anastasia Bezverkha says Yanukovych will turn Ukraine into a docile satellite of Russia.
What's better with Russia? About political freedom, all kinds of civic freedoms are being oppressed in Russia, and that's what we will expect that will happen if Yanukovych will win.
The students here, like the opposition leader they support, Viktor Yushchenko, say they want Ukraine to fully embrace democracy and set its sails toward Europe, not Russia. The Ukrainian government views the students as a threat. Police have beaten and arrested student protesters and raided the headquarters of Pará several times recently. In addition, Bezverkha says at least 10 activists have been kicked out of their universities.
Typical picture looks like this. The person, the student, is sitting at the class. The dean comes in and say, this guy, he's a revolutionary. We don't want you. Go out. And that's all. No documents, no like official reasons for that. Nothing. Just go out. We don't want you.
Шахтар ніколи не переможе.
Pará student activist rallied this week in central Kiev. A rock band blared out protest music. The atmosphere evoked a sense of revolution. A giant banner with the likeness of Che Guevara hung from a stage. The students say the violations committed during the first round of voting lead them to believe that tomorrow's runoff will also be rigged in favor of Prime Minister Yanukovych. They, along with opposition leader Yushchenko, promised to lead 500,000 people in mass protest if the vote is stolen. 20-year-old activist Andrei Kvivov feels confident. He does not believe the Ukrainian government will resort to force if faced with mass protests. Kvivov says, I don't think that the authorities will be able to do anything. Kvivov says he's sure the government will try to falsify the vote. But he promises that the students will go into the streets, and in the end, the government will be forced to give up. Kvivov compares the situation to Georgia last year, where students helped lead mass protests that forced the unpopular veteran leader Eduard Shevardnadze from office. But Georgia's leadership had lost nearly all public support, and the economy was in worse shape than it is in Ukraine. Student Anastasia Bezverkha agrees it's not quite like Georgia here.
That's what we don't have here, actually. We have, in parliament, we have the same situation as in country. We have two groups that fight against each other. And I guess both of them are equally powerful. We are a larger country. We are a very different country. We have a lot of differences from the east and the west.
Prime Minister Yanukovych does enjoy support in the east of the country, though he's unpopular here in the capital. Stepan Gavrish, a top campaign official for Yanukovych, sounds a warning to the student activists. The official says he's very worried about upheavals by radical organizations. He fears a situation where radicals could gain control of the country, which he says could lead to a serious standoff. The government is expecting trouble. In his final campaign appearance yesterday, Prime Minister Yanukovych pleaded with Ukrainians not to go into the streets to protest the outcome of the election. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.